Dave.
Yeah.
What's the deal? You keep advertising these fake teeth, and no one is buying them.
Well, I haven't had that many calls.
Dave, you've been running this ad.
I'm putting in a paper for false teeth, but these are partial.
Dave, are you trying to get the money from this sale to get some new teeth for yourself?
Well, no. My son got hit by a train, and he went to a couple games. PlayStation 2 games.
What? What? Start over? What?
No, my son
was
hit by a train, you know, by a train.
He's alive?
Oh, yeah, he lost both legs, you know, lost both of them, you know. And he wants a couple games for PlayStation 2. He got a PlayStation 2, but I'm trying to get a couple games for him. See, I don't work.
How old is he?
He's 23.
And he's living with you?
No, he's not. No, he got his own place.
And you want to sell your false teeth to...
My partials.
Well, partials, what does that mean?
Well, they're teeth, but there's three on the bottom that I used to have, you know?
Well,
and they're teeth. Well, I can't explain it, you know?
But, Dave, who the devil's going to buy that? So three teeth on the bottom and how many on the top, roughly?
I had one on top.
Three teeth on the bottom and one tooth on top? That's what you're selling?
Yeah.
Dave, no one's going to buy that.
No. That's how many I had on the bottom. I had three of them, my original teeth, and then I got all the rest of them.
Okay, so it's missing three on the bottom and missing one on the top.
Right.
So someone's got to match those up just perfectly. I mean, the odds of this thing. And this is all to get your kid a couple of PlayStations?
Yeah.
Games? Well, we can get him the games. I say you toss the teeth in the wastebasket, and we'll get the kid a couple of games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
No one's going to buy those teeth.
I was down the Minnesota Twins home opener, and you were inside the stadium, right?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
I was outside, you know. I was talking to I can't remember his name, but outside, you know, where they had this, the pregame show.
Yeah, yeah.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got up early to see Willie and Jay out there.
Yeah, I had some hot dogs.
Is that about all you can eat these days, or?
No, I can eat steaks, you know, everything, you know.
Well, Dave.
Cashews and that. I can't eat those.
Yeah. Dave, you've been running this ad for months. You're not getting calls. It sounds like you might have got a couple calls. Did you really?
Yeah, I did get a couple, but they asked me, are they shiny and, you know.
Are they shiny?
Can I eat corn on the cob, you know, things like that, you know?
They ask, are they shiny and are they good for eating corn on the cob? And the answer to one of those must have been no.
Yeah.
Which one was no? You can't eat corn on the cob or they're not shiny?
Corn on the cob.
Oh, okay.
No, but remember we talked before and...
I called you months ago to say, what the devil are you doing? At the time, I said, there's a long shot situation going on here, and you were determined to sell these things. Well, that was, I think, before the first snow, and now I'm thinking it's time to move on. What was your boy doing when he lost both his legs, if you don't mind me asking?
He was 11 years old when he tried to hop the train, and he fell backwards, and the train ran over both of his legs, and he was on the side of the train waiting for the train to go by, and so happened to be two police officers on their bikes. And then they rushed his leg to the hospital, and they couldn't save his legs. He was too badly infected, you know?
Does he wear prosthetics?
No, he's in a wheelchair. He'll probably be in a wheelchair the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. How's his attitude?
He lost his mom, too. He lost his mom about 4 years ago.
Boy.
There was a big article in the paper about him, you know?
How's his attitude?
His attitude's real good, you know?
What does he do all day?
He sleeps all day, up all night, playing the computer.
Sleeps all day and up all night on the computer.
Yeah, no, he plays basketball and baseball fantasy. belong to a lake, you know, a fantasy.
Okay. Does he get outside much?
No, he don't go outside too much, no. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard for him. See, I don't have a car, and he doesn't have one, and kind of hard for him to move around, you know?
Yeah.
But he'd rather live by himself because I'm up early in the morning, and he doesn't like it, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Well, how much are those PlayStation deals?
Huh?
How much are those PlayStation deals?
Oh, the PlayStation 2 games, just for one, is $39.99. He likes the sports, you know?
Sports. Okay, so you want to get him a couple of those? We'll get him a couple of those.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but you got to throw those teeth away.
Oh, yeah, okay. But if you got to promise me, can he get a couple games?
Yeah.
I'll throw the teeth away.
Yeah, I will.
Put an ad in the paper.
You throw the teeth away, we'll get you the games.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to push on hold. I'm going to get your address and phone number.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Dave, you toss them. Now, I don't want to see that ad in the Thrifties anymore. Huh?
You know Wally, right?
I know Wally.
Wally the beer man.
Sure, I know Wally.
I used to be a vendor.
Oh, how many?
At the old Met Stadium.
The old Met Stadium. I probably bought something from you there. I used to go there by myself. I had no friends then.
Yeah, you remember Victor?
I remember Vic.
Yeah, he passed away, though, a long time ago, but he got me the job, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What did you sell?
Beer.
Beer. Hams, no doubt.
Yeah, I think it was Grain Belt, too.
Oh, Grain Belt, yeah. Diamond Clear, have a beer. That was my dad's little slogan. They had a slogan contest at Grain Belt. Come up with a slogan and a picture. And he had a picture of a ball field after a game. The game was ending and the people were clearing out. And he wrote, Diamond Clear? ? Have a beer. You know, clearing the diamond game's over, go have a Grain Belt.
Oh, yeah. Victor? Yeah.
That was my dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he didn't win.
Okay.
He didn't win.
Yeah, you remember Steve, don't you, Steve Braverman?
Yeah, I remember Steve. He threatened the President of the United States.
Yeah, you've got a good memory, Tom.
Yep, I'm going to put you on hold. Just another listener threatening the President. We have those from time to time. I'm going to put you on hold, Dave, and I don't want to see that Thrifties ad anymore.
No,
I look at that every day. It drives me nuts.
Okay, buddy.
All right, hang on. Okay, now we got to raise the money. All right, Davey, we got some people helping out here. We got Jeff. Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Tommy?
Good.
Hey, I was thinking I could go through my games and see which ones I don't play anymore. You said sports games, correct?
Yeah, the guy likes sports games.
I got a couple of Tiger Woods games and stuff. I think I got a Madden game I don't play anymore either.
Boy, that'd be swell. If you could send him here to the station, I'd run him over there.
Yeah, give me put me on hold and give me the address, and I'll go ahead and box him up.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem.
Speed, give him our address. Mark, you have old games, too?
Yeah.
That'd be great if we could get those.
Okay.
Give the guy all sorts of new things to play late night.
All right, I'll take the address, too, then.
All right, hang tight. Tom?
Hey, Mishki.
Hi.
I tell you what, that was probably the most heart-wrenching thing I've ever heard a father selling his teeth just for some enjoyment for his son. It's incredible. I've got a Target gift card for $100. I'm going to send to the station for you.
Oh, Tom, that's really generous of you. That's great. I appreciate that. I'll get it right to Dave.
Sounds good. And I'm going to hang on if you give me the address of the station.
Okay, hang on, Tom.
Yep.
And last, we'll go to Paulie. Hi, Paul.
Hi. I like to buy him a game or so.
Okay.
But I'd like to have the teeth.
Dave, take the teeth out of the wastebasket. When I drop the other stuff over, give it to me. I'll get it to Paulie. Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP, 651-646-TALK, or toll free 877-615-1500. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Tommy. I feel a little cheap now, but I'm in for 20.
Well, that's not cheap. These are tough economic times, and you got to realize most people aren't given a nickel, so I appreciate that. If you'd be sure to include your return address, I'd like to send you a thank you, but I'll take that and run it over there.
I'm going to send you something else. You've been talking about that Nelson Mandela tune. You brought it up a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of two people in the world who have a copy of that. I'm going to burn one and send it to you.
Oh, man, I'll be eternally grateful. I have not heard that since 84. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, free Nelson Mandela. Of course, the reason no one plays it anymore is he's out. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for calling in and helping out Davey and his kid. We'll be back with Johnny Height and the news.